Hello, and welcome to the world of Pokemon. My name is Nick, but these guys call me their Game Master. And you're listening to Pokemon Rollout, a real play Pokemon tabletop United RPG podcast. What's your name?
I'm Paul, and I play Charlie on the Mareep Pine.
I'm Michael, and I play Professor Rudimentus Avatar the Last Airbender, or Exercise Your Children to Sneeze.
That's your PSA for tonight. And I'm Lydia, and I play Liliana,
no reaction,
Shadow Garden. Why are you trying to cover up your camera with tiny Pokemon figurines? What is happening
I'm
right now?
I'm not covering it. I'm trying to, like, put... Let's see if we can get this Wisma Light in the camera.
Quietly screaming in the foreground.
I'm going to use two dice to get it there.
Is that the big monster you were talking about?
Yeah, look at how huge it is, Nick.
A giant Wismer would be one of the most destructive, because I think.
It would, yeah. To be fair, like, a giant anything would, like, be... Like, Wismer, yes, would be up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if it's something like a cutie fly, where it's just really small, and then even when it's bigger, it's like, maybe the size of a cat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if it's the size of a cat, you might be okay, but...
Or even if it's, like, a Dragonite-sized cutie fly, like, that's not that big.
Okay.
I want that to happen sometime.
I was trying to remember, so cutie fly, you wouldn't be dangerous. It wouldn't be dangerous. It doesn't... It eats nectar and pollen. Beautifly drinks blood, if I remember correctly.
Like the insides of Pokemon, yeah.
Yes, the insides of Pokemon. So... A giant one of those would be nightmarish.
Oh, so people are fine. Who cares?
That does sound nightmarish.
So, all right. Yeah. So where did we leave off? If I remember correctly, we left Joaquin Phoenix and let him go along his way, and we're doing something else.
Mm-hmm. Joaquin Phoenix? Wow.
What was the name of the it was a scaled fist monk, right?
Yes.
What was his name?
Quinn
Jokinen, right?
Quinn Jokinen.
Quinn Jokinen.
Joaquin Phoenix. Nail it.
Uh-huh.
I've been sitting on that joke for like 2 weeks.
Oh boy. Well, yeah, so he said that he's gonna be traveling on his way. You can go on your way if you would like. You've also been invited to help out with protecting oil rigs, or dealing with Scorpy that seem to have been riled up and are rampaging a bit.
And there, it from what Duke Porter described, it sounds like there's a Scolipede Ravager.
Most likely.
And we're called to gather keepsakes from around the abandoned town.
Yeah.
Yes, you've kind of gathered together the keepsakes. They're not Pokemon. You've gathered just like their keepsakes, little things, just things that people would want. You were given kind of lists of things, nothing too valuable. Most people took their valuables with them, but just stuff.
Yep. Do we see the cause of danger at all while we're moving about?
Give me perception checks if you want to look.
I was afraid you were going to say that. How's a 10 do me?
Okay. It will do you okay.
Oh, I only have 5 in perception?
20.
How about 20 for me? I got 15.
Wow. 10, 15, 20. That's impressive. Professor Sneeze, you're gathering things together. You're working through it. You don't notice any specific tracks in the area, so... there are Pokemon around, but you don't notice anything very specific, like going towards Scolipede or anything else around. It seems like this place has been mostly untouched so far, but it's also fairly quiet here. It doesn't really seem like there's much of any tracks nearby, which suggests that there might be something big and frightening nearby that's keeping most smaller tracks away, smaller Pokemon away. Liliana, you get much the same thing, though you have a better idea of what the big and frightening thing is that's keeping everything else away, since you had a conversation with her a couple of episodes ago. But On the edge of, like, looking around the outskirts of the village and things, you can kind of see a few more things, but for the most part, especially since you're from the city, you're not really, you know Pokemon tracks, but you're not looking as much for it. You're still seeing much of the same thing. That there really isn't much of new tracks or anything going on. It's just kind of, this place has been more or less avoided for now, though since you all were able to walk through it more or less and other things, it seems less that things are actively avoiding this and more that they're just kind of being pushed aside. Charlie, with a 20, you're able to kind of see a little farther into the outskirts and into the area, and you're definitely noticing a little bit past the village, far enough away that it's hard to tell for sure, but if you went out, you'd be able to confirm. There are more tracks and disturbed grass and disturbed bushes and tree things than you would think were normal for this season, and especially this area where it's more taiga, more like high grassland. You're heading towards a desert. There's not as much active activity, which suggests that it's not just the people that are moving quickly to get out of the way of things.
Okay. I do my best to convey that to the other two. Would say, this place is kind of desolate. But like, if you guys look over there, like past the town, and see how like the ground is more disturbed and whatnot. It's not just people getting out here. It's Pokemon too.
That's surely a sign of an invasive predator of some sort.
Yeah, something that's not that we probably don't want to. That maybe we do want to mess with, but like probably won't be very fun to mess with. But we'll probably mess with it.
We tend to find ourselves in trouble.
Yeah, some of us more than others. Liliana just kind of like flips her hair behind her shoulder.
Looks at Charlie.
Well, she was meaning more Professor Sneeze, actually, in this instance, but typically it would be Paul.
Liliana's looking at Sneeze, Sneeze is looking at Charlie.
And Charlie is looking elsewhere because he's...
Yep.
He's looking at the Chachkis.
And then all of a sudden he like notices the tension. He's like, hey, what's going on, guys?
After you've kind of gathered things together, you get them all to Duke Porter, who's been gathering things as well. And he's like, well, thank you for all this. I'm going to go on ahead, unless you all have got a Pokemon that can keep up with me and with Cassidy here. And he throws out a Pokeball and a red and black bat, large bat with almost what look like speakers for its ears, pops out with kind of a makeshift saddle on its back.
Nope.
Well, then we'll be moving ahead, and all right, and then we'll be moving ahead. Just keep heading northwesterly here, and if you run into anything, you just should be able to see the oil rig soon enough if you keep on moving. It's about a day or two of overland travel, I guess, so you might be a little bit out of the way, but you should get there soon enough.
Wait, so, sorry, I'm probably forgetting this, out of question, or out of character. did he say that, like, he knew what happened to this town? I can't recall.
Yeah, the people of this town did not have a disaster. They have essentially evacuated themselves ahead of the Scalipede that are rampaging, because the rampaging is somewhat unpredictable and nearby. Mm. So he has been helping guard these oil rigs and was sent kind of as a special thing because he has some fast-moving Pokemon to be able to go in and gather up a few of their kind of creature comforts for them to make them a little more comfortable where they are before coming back.
So before Duke goes here, Liliana's gonna quick run up beside him, as I'm assuming he's like climbing into the saddle. And have you guys had any trouble with any other Pokemon here lately? Anything else that's been trying to push you out or has been here before that has caused trouble before the Scalipede?
You mentioned, I figured it was just those, puppet critter definitely showing up here. It felt like something stepped on my grave or stepping over my grave. You know, that's what types.
All right. Well, thank you.
Glad to help, sir.
Right back at you, sir.
Charlie looks up with a confused look and then like Mostly to himself, says, oh yeah.
So, Duke tips his hat and goes flying off on his Neuvern. And he's heading northwest.
Mm-hmm. Nick, what time of day is it?
It is. You were traveling earlier. You got a little out of the way. It is early afternoon.
So, how fast do we want to make it to the oil rig? Like, do we want to make some traveling now? Do we want to try and settle in for the time being and make an early morning? How do we want to head
out? What does the possibility for shelter look like here?
So, there are a few answers to that. From Professor Sneeze's point of view, there are houses here. These houses have not been broken into. They have not damaged in any way that you can see. There are houses. There is a Pokemon Center. It is abandoned at the moment, or shut down. It is probably locked, but it is a Pokemon at its present. There is a Ferrocore building, again, locked out and away in the area. It's a town. You might be able to find some things in here. The bigger areas are locked. And, you know, you could do some looting, but there might be some consequences to that, but that's there.
Oh, I don't know.
Semi out of character question. I'm gonna let you finish, but,
but Beyonce's video is the best video ever.
Saying we made our way into the Pokemon Center, and saying there was power to the Pokemon Center, does Professor Sneeze think that there's any feasible possibility that we could make use of the equipment in a Pokemon Center to provide some healing to our Pokemon?
Should you have the knowledge to do so or the ability to do so, it is quite likely.
Charlie rolled a 17 in Tech Ed.
The second part of this, and you do not get to roll until you're actually in front of the machines...
Come on.
Because...
that was a great roll.
You don't have anything to roll at the moment. You think you might be able to theoretically imagine how you would use a Pokemon Center machine, having not ever touched one in person.
Can that give him a bonus on a future roll to actually do it? Now that he's actually put some thought...
It's just like the scanning stuff at Walmart. It's literally that simple.
No.
You just make the sound and it does the thing.
Exactly, right? The ding, 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 a ding.
It takes an hour to heal injuries at a Pokemon Center. That is more involved. Liliana, you know that if you stay here, you are going to be visited in the night.
Oh boy,
we're gonna die.
At best.
Best, he says.
Because you don't know the timeline of the Hatterene's patience.
Hatterene, that's the one. All of the evolutions, I mean, like many Pokemon, sound too similar.
Yep, Hatena, Hatterim, Hatterene. Mm. They're tough.
Mm-hmm. I can never remember those.
If Paul can't remember them, then I feel a lot better.
There you go. But yes, so... is the plan to attempt to break into the Pokemon?
Has Liliana objected?
Yeah, has she shared that we're going to get a visiting?
Let's start in character. What if we broke into the Pokemon Center and used the healing machines there and got some care for our Pokemon?
Maybe 100 episodes, Professor. Maybe 100 episodes ago, Professor. What if we broke into the Pokemon Center and wakes up in a cold sweat? No, sorry.
I have a really strong feeling, like a 17 out of 18 strong feeling, that I'd be able to get the healing machine up and running.
I mean, how fast do you guys think we can get this done? I don't really think we should stay in this area with all of the Bennets that we've already run into. There's been tons of them.
Well, if we're in the Pokemon Center, we've got the resources to take care of our Pokemon, and they'd be... up to full strength and able to help out and defend us. So I think we'd probably be
cool.
Pretty good, right?
That's not what I asked. How long do you think this is going to take?
I was thinking we'd just camp here for the day, for the night.
Okay, bad response. We're not doing that. We're not camping out here. That's a bad idea. It's a terrible idea.
I guess a quick question for Evan. Let me do this in character. Like, how are all of our Pokemon doing? Like, I mean, Bernie's having a tough time right now, and Katana's, she's not looking too great right now, but the rest of my Pokemon are doing okay. Like, if we let them kind of take it easy, we maybe don't have to heal my team?
Mostly, I'm good. I need some bandages. Well, the two that I just caught are the ones I'm most worried about. I'd like to give them some healing while we move on. Oh, no, I have bandages.
Ooh, Grunge is pretty badly hurt. Sorry, I'm still looking through my list.
I mean, out of character and for our listeners here, Katana has one injury and is at 22 out of 78 HP. And Bernie has two injuries and is currently at 7 HP out of his 84. So those two probably won't be seeing any battle. Everything else, except for my the Hatrim that I caught, which I don't plan on using, everything else is nearly at full.
Very quickly, while you're considering this, you would know this simply because of how Pokemon centers function. It takes 1 hour to bring a Pokemon or trainer or any amount, as long as you've got the machines running, from wherever they are back to full health, heal all status conditions, and restore the frequency of daily frequency move. However, each injury adds a half hour to this total to remove the injury. If the trainer or Pokemon has 5 injuries or more, each injury instead adds 1 full hour. Finally, Pokemon centers can heal 3 injuries per trainer or Pokemon per day. So if you do not have any Pokemon that I have 5 injuries or more, the maximum amount of time you would stay at the Pokemon Center to get the maximum amount of benefit would be 2.5 hours. If you do have 5 injuries or more, it would take 4 hours to get the maximum benefit.
Let's just stay for, 2.5 hours to get everybody healed.
In the back of my mind, I'm thinking if we can get the machine running.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that, but like we also gotta like make sure that we can get the machine running. Like that'll take some time too. But,
so, if we spend, maybe half an hour trying to make sure the machine works, we're spending 3 hours here, we can start making some movement out of town after that, and...
All right, let's all break into the Pokemon Center.
All right. How are you trying to break into the Pokemon Center?
Well, how is it locked? Is it, like...
I walk up to the door and I try and open it.
Liliana pushes Charlie aside and cracks her knuckles.
So I'd say it is, Pokemon Center has sliding glass doors, so they do not open when you walk into them, and they seem to be locked in place. In fact, it seems like there is a bar across the glass door.
But the doors are glass.
Yes.
Can I throw a rock at it?
Whoa!
Give me an athletics check.
Well, hang on.
Like, hold on. Okay, I want to understand this also, because like, am I getting like abandoned town vibes from this, or like the people? Like, is this ghost town or on the verge of a ghost town, or is this a town where very clearly people want to come back?
So far, from what you know, you would not have any reason to think that the people would not think they were returning.
Okay. So people are going to return.
They seem like they are hoping to, yes. Sorry, what is Lilia saying?
Then
Lydia
I'm not
saying?
Going to throw a rock at it.
Also, we have smarter ways to do this.
Lydia, what are you saying?
I was going to say, like, there's got to be some sort of back door, so let's just try and pick a lock and go through there.
Okay, hang on though, guys, hang on. So it's a glass door. We can see through the glass door.
Yes.
And you're saying that it's barred from the inside?
Yes.
Oh, I see what you're
talking
about now.
So once we're inside, we could undo the bar fairly easily, probably.
As long as you have the physical strength and it's not locked in place by another mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well then. Easy. Then Charlie says, "Hey, Katana, or not Katana? You hang on my back here for a minute here. Nilly, come on out here." And so I bring Nilly out and I say, "Hey, if I put my hand on your shoulder here, can you get me? Can we get into there?" And so as long as you allow it, Nilly uses teleport/transporter. To get us into the Pokemon Center.
With you, a willing partner. Yeah, that's two such uses a transport. Idea. All right. So, yes, that's once per scene, so you can teleport in. She'll have to rest before being able to do it again. So, you and Nilly disappear and reappear inside the Pokemon Center. Both outside and inside, you see the red lights start flashing in the Pokemon Center, and an alarm starts blaring. Whether that it's probably just a burglar alarm, but it's going. Nothing else seems to be happening, but that's going on.
Wonderful. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then, Charlie, are you gonna make me do a strength check to, open up the bar on the door then? Or how do you want me to handle that?
Nah, you go ahead and open it.
Okay. I open up, the door to let Liliana and Professor Sneeze in. And, okay.
Well, that was easy.
I wanted Charlie to still have to roll so that he's, like, walking over to go and lift up this bar, and then he just instead, like, kicks the door and, like, breaks the glass and is like, oh, whoops, I guess I missed.
Now that they are in, I imagine between myself and Professor Sneeze, one of us can roll a tech ed to try to defuse the, not defuse, but, like, stop the alarm from going.
Sure. Mm.
Remind me how, like, hold on, I have a let me help you with that thing.
Oh, yes. Do you have it in your edges? Do I have that?
I think I may have thought about it at one point.
Yeah, did you actually get it, or did you consider it?
It doesn't look like I did get it, so...
Okay.
Maybe not.
Never mind that then, I guess.
But is there any, like, aid with the skill check
there thing? Are group checks. I always forget how those function in this.
We should do a group check. This sounds like a group... Well, all the technology stuff sounds like a group check thing.
Everything with technology is always a group check.
Also, a question with this. Since it has to deal with healing, could we also do, like, a mixed check of technology and healing, since Liliana is really good at healing?
In fact, you jumped ahead of me. You are going to need both a technology and a medicine education check to utilize the machines properly. So it's not a combined check. It is two checks. But
okay.
Yes.
Oof. Okay.
Skill checks. Where are the skill checks? Where do they explain skill checks?
Can I just skip the technology since I'm pathetic?
Yes, you do not have to do that unless you want to. opposed checks. Cooperative actions. Okay. Team skill checks. Okay. Set a DC, multiply by the number of people. That becomes the team DC. The total sum of all of their skill checks is compared to the team DC. Okay. So roll your checks and add them together.
Okay. Then I'll do a tech ed.
Yeah, for tech ed.
I got a 7.
First, defuse the bug.
7. Ooh! I got a 16.
Wow.
I got a 3.
Okay.
Do we want to include Liliana in this one? I thought you said you were going to kind of step back on this in particular.
I mean, if we can do combined and like...
Well, what happens is, like, Nick has a DC and then he'd triple it for us. So you'd have to, like, carry your own weight in that check.
Here is the result of your rolls, because you all did roll.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Liliana, being the only one who's broken into a house before, is able to find the burglar alarm controls...
All right.
And because of that, Professor Sneeze and Charlie are combined able to figure out how to turn it off. Mm. So the alarm stops blaring.
Ah, good. Nice teamwork there, guys.
That was annoying. Well, now let's work on getting our Pokemon healed up, huh?
Charlie walks over to the machine and he finds the on switch and just flips it on and it works.
Yep. Yep. It's just a conveyor belt of...
Picture any medical equipment you've seen in a hospital. Show me the on switch.
It's the red button.
Well, there's the computer that the doctor takes notes on.
I don't think that counts as a medical device. It's used for medicine, but it's not a medical device.
So we need two checks then. Yes. You said tech and medicine?
Tech ed and medicine ed, yes.
And do you want that from all of us, or do you want us to select who does it?
It is your decision. Remember how group checks work, so you can have one person do one and two people do the other. You can work in other ways. Let me see if there might be a second. Oh, assisted skill checks. There's one primary actor.
Oh, there
you
go.
The DC for the skill check is set as normal, and the primary actor rolls their skill check, adding half the skill rank of their helper as a bonus to the check. The helper must have at least a novice rank in the skill being tested to assist in this way. Okay. So if you have at least novice rank tech ed, you can assist. Or at least novice medicine, you can assist.
What is Professor Sneeze's tech ed?
A novice.
I'm novice as well, so who's feeling lucky?
I got the higher one that time. So, and you got a really high one the first time. I got a pretty high one the second time. Count. So
let's hope that the dice.
People. The dice are going to balance, so you take the primary one, I'll assist.
All right, sounds good.
While you're doing this for the medicine education check, it looks like Professor Sneeze has average or untrained medicine ed, Charlie has pathetic medicine ed, and Liliana has expert medicine ed.
So Liliana, Charlie, you're on your own.
Great.
So go ahead and roll the medicine education check while Charlie's rolling the...
Well, at least I'm used to being on my own, so this is fine.
Oh, gosh. Charlie got a 5 in tech ed.
No, I got an 11.
Okay, so that's like at least a 10 and a half.
Because we're still figuring out this, what I will say is either Professor Sneeze, you got a 14 in an assisted check, or you both got a 16 in a team check.
Let's take the 14 in the assisted check.
Yeah, I think that makes more math sense.
Yep, 14
in
check.
The assisted check.
Okay. And Liliana, what did you roll for medicine ed?
So, not great. I rolled a 13, but I do have skill monkey, which that lets me re-roll a skill check and add 2.
Go ahead.
I feel like if I'm going to re-roll... It hopefully can't get worse than what I already got, so...
Uh-oh. Don't re-roll it. Take the 13. You jinxed it.
Too late. Go ahead and re-roll if you'd like. Yeah, it's a plus 2.
Okay, this is already better.
Okay.
19.
19. That was with the plus 2?
That was with the plus 2. Yep.
Okay. So Charlie rushed forward, ready to take charge with the tech ed, and Professor Sneeze coming up behind him just kind of slowly took over the job. And between the two of them and Charlie kind of working through it and Professor Sneeze doing it, you are able to turn on the machines and get the power running where it's supposed to.
Yes.
At first you were turning everything on and you ran into a quick thing that a Pokemon Center actually has more devices than it has energy for on a regular day, especially with just its own generator. When it's tapped into the power grid, then it can work with it, but since they kind of shut off the electricity in this area before they left, you're running on its own generator. Luckily, once you got some of the machines open and Liliana is able to kind of look through them, she knows what these things do, and she's able to direct you on what to turn on and how to get it. So you do not lose time in getting it set up so that you can heal yourselves and your Pokemon.
All right.
Oh, good.
So remove up to 3 injuries from yourselves and your Pokemon. Bring yourself up to the full health with whatever injuries are left. Remove all status conditions.
All right.
Sweet.
This is some good teamwork here, guys.
Yes.
This is doing work.
Also, most of this credit goes to Paul, but like, let's also give Charlie a round of applause for having a clever way to get in.
That was good. Good bypass.
That was very good.
Quick thing for me, Liliana, only one who can do it. Give me a tech education check.
Oh no.
Oh, come on.
Oh yeah.
Well, at least it wasn't a 1. It was a 2.
Okay, you don't notice anything. It's fine.
Oh, great.
I don't believe you.
Do any of your Pokemon have 5 or more injury?
No.
Nope.
Okay, then yes. Remove up to 3.
Cool.
From each Pokemon. Not 3 total, but 3 from each.
3 from each. Right.
Okay.
Nick, what kind of check should I roll if I wanted to see if there were any... Since this is abandoned, like... What kind of minor looting can we do for, like, healing items and stuff?
You're in the process of healing. Did you have a Pokemon with three injuries that were...
No, I just had two.
Two. Okay, so then you do have a half an hour while healing is finishing up, because some of you had three injuries on your Pokemon, or did none of you?
No.
The max was two for me.
Two, yeah.
Two?
One.
You guys finished in 2 hours, then.
Woo!
One, yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, so you finished in 2 hours, then, so, give me... I'm trying to decide. Yeah, go ahead and give me a perception.
Like, can we grab some bandages, or...
Actually, give me a survival check for kind of quickly casing a place.
Could I throw Guile as a possibility? Because with Guile, using, like, some sneaky tactics to kind of, like, look in, like, maybe some cupboards that most people wouldn't think to look in, just kind of like sneakily looking around things.
Can you just use Guile?
You can use Guile, but the DC will be higher.
Okay. Rolling Guile.
I got a 16 in survival.
Okay.
I got a 9 in survival.
I got a 9 in Guile.
Survival, 9 in Guile. Okay. With that combined, it's not a team check, but you're each looking at different things. And kind of scrounging through. It's getting towards like 4:30-ish at this point. So it is early to mid-fall that you're getting to, so the sun is setting. Go to pages 276 and 277 in the Pokemon Tabletop Core Rulebook. You can each get 1,500 Poké from that. Up to 1,500 Poké from that.
Dude!
Okay.
Up to 1,500 Poké worth of things. Except for the X items. You don't get X items. So.
Can anyone give me the Cliff Notes on a Poultice?
Cliff Notes on a Poultice? It works like a bandage, but it lowers your the loyalty of your Pokémon. Yes, it is repulsive, is what it says. They are itchy and irritating to the skin. They may lower the loyalty of the Pokemon if used too often, just like energy powder, energy roots, heal powders, and revival herb.
Got it.
Yeah, Charlie's gonna get like 3 super potions and use the rest in revives. Actually, that'd probably just be 1 revive. Maybe I'll do 2 of each.
One revive.
Yeah, I'll do 2 of each and call that
2 of each, okay.
Let me do the math on it.
That would end up with 1,420 Poké. No, 1,460 Poké. 1,460, so that's good enough, yeah.
Thank you for the fast math on that.
I'm going to do a revive, a hyper potion, and then 2 potions.
Revive, 300, hyper potion, so 1,100, 2 potions. Perfect, okay.
I did 3 super potions and a revive.
When this comes back and a Pokemon faints in this town... They're going to have a shortage of revives, but that's okay.
They don't need
super potions.
Charlie puts the revives back.
No. I'm joking. You're fine. They're stocked right. Pretty well, but all right. So you get all that together. At this point, it has gotten to about 5 o'clock. So sun is setting. So things are getting going.
Okay. We need to head out now. It's getting too dark, and if we need to go find shelter, we gotta get out of here.
All right, let's do it.
Let's go. On the road again. We're on the Pokemon road again.
Charlie heads back toward the forest that has the Hatena in it.
Hatterene, yeah.
Hatterene, thank you.
So you're going back the way you came, okay.
That's where Charlie's going now.
Liliana... grabs the back of his shirt, turns him around, and then just pushes him in the direction that they're supposed to be going.
Yep, northwest, so. All right. So you start walking in that direction. Liliana, so because of your iron mind, the feat that you have, or the... That's the edge that you have. You have been, and part of what's probably been pushing your urgency, you know that the Hatterene has been basically exerting psychic pressure the entire time you've been there. You've been kind of pushing it off and doing it because you've got iron mind. Professor Sneeze and Charlie, after you get a certain distance away, neither of you with really realizing it, but both of you kind of feel like a weight is slightly lifted off of your shoulders and things lighten up a little bit.
I feel like I could walk a whole extra couple miles.
I could walk 500 miles, and then maybe 500 more.
Charlie, you just wish you were one who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at my door.
That is what I proclaim.
My head hurts for so many reasons right now.
Do we have to roll for psychic damage, Nick?
The thing is, I'm not sure who on. All right, so you're heading more in a north-northwesterly direction. Keep moving forward through there. There's not really roads, but you're in more flatland, so it's fairly easy to make your way. As you're going, you see one of like the small creeks that's in this area. There aren't very many rivers or areas of water, and so this is an area where there is more wildlife. There are bushes, there are little trees in this area, so as it's getting dark, this may be a place of sort of shelter. So that may be a place to go. Can I get perception checks from everyone?
7.
I rolled 5 dice and I got 4 ones and 8.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
I got 11.
You guys keep on heading in this direction. It seems like it's fairly well set up, just as the sun gets dark. As the sun sets, as you're...
That's how science works.
Yeah, that's how science works.
It's a solstice.
The sun gets dark.
You guys are moving through here, going towards this area, and Liliana, you are the one who catches it, but this is just about as you're heading into the trees. You notice, and it might be just that one of the sun's rays comes down and hits it just fine, or how it works, that there's a couple of bushes in this little tree area. The light sunlight hits, and it glitters like ice. And you notice that maybe two of the bushes in this area are far too spiny and spiked to be natural bushes, and that glitter caught you, that it's just a bright, like, bluish glow. And that's when you're kind of looking down and you see not just the bluish glow, but the bright blue of an eye from that spiny bush that's looking up at you, and it glances up. You are the only one who gets to move before whatever these Pokemon are get a surprise round on you.
Oh, okay.
You can do a Pokemon education to see if you know what they are, but...
Okay. Yeah, I suppose it doesn't hurt. Oh, well, it actually wasn't too bad. I got a 9.
9, okay. From that, you get the idea that these are... It's weird because the coloration feels off to you. Something feels off, and maybe that's why you get it. You think that these two Pokemon might be Sandslash. Which you know are ground types, but these seem off.
And the movements that I can do right now, is that just moving out of the way, or can I do an attack or something?
You get
a
full action, a move action and a standard action.
Do I need to roll a perception to see if they seem intimidating?
Give me an intuition check if you want to see, if you want to guess what their actions are.
Okay. Oh, that was also a 9.
Okay, you're going off of a guess, because, again, you're not one of the wild Pokemon, but you have the feeling that these things are territorial.
Okay, well, in that case, well, Grunch is already walking out, so I'm not going to release him. But I am going to grab Professor Sneeze and Charlie and kind of pull them back and say, watch out, there's a couple of Sandslash over there, I think.
What? Sandslash?
Okay, are you...
Can I look and...
Yes, if she's pointing them out, you can do a roll for them. Pokemon Education, yes.
Oh, Pokemon Ed?
Yes. Or Intuition, if you want to figure out what they're up to.
That'd be the same for me.
Charlie rolled a 9 in Pokemon Education.
Okay, you got the same thing that Liliana did, then?
19.
Pokemon Ed or Intuition?
Pokemon Ed.
Okay.
Which I can also use for Intuition, because I'm a Poképsychologist.
Professor Sneeze, you can identify these as Alolan Sandslash because of where they first appeared from. They do appear in a couple of mountains, and especially in the higher snowy areas of the Chandi region, if they show up in the Chandi region. they shouldn't be here, which means that something probably kicked them out of their territory or something else is moving, which suggests a bigger scale of upheaval than just rampaging Scorby. The other thing that you know from seeing this is they were looking up, and you saw them kind of looking up into the trees just before this is happening. Regular sand slash are very good climbers and, in fact, ambush from the tree. So these may not be the only sand slash that are here.
There might be some other sand slash above. I know their ground types, but they might be up high in the trees. And these sand slash, these Alolan sand slash that are also ice types, might have been removed from their territory by something more powerful that is displacing Pokemon en masse.
As you're talking about this, the Alolan Sandslash do not wait for you to finish talking. Both of them burst out and form, and they both shoot out one of their ice spines at... Who was walking in front?
Charlie.
They do fire at Charlie then, I'm afraid. So they both use Icicle Spear on Charlie.
Did we lose Nick?
No, they both use Icicle Spear on Charlie. Oh. I was rolling. They both hit...
Got it.
It's a five strike.
How good of a five strike?
What like do you mean by that? Oh.
Like all five of them?
I'm rolling that now.
Okay.
Three and a four, a three and a four. I think that means they each only hit twice, but let me make sure.
Gotta be patient for your pain.
Yes. No, so one of them hits you twice, the other one hits you three times.
Yikes, okay.
So combined, they hit you five.
Yes, Sometimes hit, but you do damage base beforehand. So one of them hits with a damage base of 8, the other one hits with a damage base of 11.
Maybe you should just, like, scratch that idea. Like, that doesn't sound like a... Sounds like too much work.
Too much work, I know.
Yeah.
Yep. Just
luckily, I found it in 3 seconds, so I'm gonna...
Too much work.
Okay, so...
Ugh, 3 seconds.
I know, oof. 3 whole seconds.
Just give up.
So the first one hit. That did 38 ice physical damage. 38 ice physical damage.
Charlie might faint here, guys. Hang on, let me find a place to do some math.
Remember, Charlie healed up to full in the Pokemon Center too.
Yeah, but 38 is a lot.
Yes, and that was the.
Okay.
38 ice. The other one hit 4. 40 ice physical.
Would it be possible for Nilly to interrupt and transport Charlie out of the way, or is that just Nilly herself that can?
Nilly can only transport herself in that way as an interrupt.
Gotcha.
Also, she's not out right now.
That's what I thought. Oh, I wasn't okay. Certain, but
yeah. Alright, so yeah, after taking out my 8 defense, Charlie is left with 77 HP, not quite taking an injury. Oof.
Not quite taking an injury, very nice. But that does, at the same time, 3 Pokemon that are roughly the same shape as these, but bulkier and colored brown, drop from the trees. They do not have any moves that are not melee, so none of them attack. Charlie, you're up first.
Okay, Charlie... Oh, man, this is a more complex situation than I thought. Charlie is going to probably go ahead and just start out with... My initial thought was to send out Bernie, so we're going to do that. Bernie's going to come on out, so I send him out, and at the same time... because
Liliana's going to put a hand on Charlie's shoulder as he's... I'm sorry, I don't mean to... I hate interrupting, but... Liliana's going to put a hand on Charlie's shoulder and say, hold on. Okay, Grunge, is there any way that we can talk to them before we start in a fight and get injured again right away here? I mean, we're all kind of trying to run from the same thing. We're all in this same, you know, situation.
very quickly, that's a very good thing. And I forgot to say this, so I was just typing a message to Michael, but I'm going to say it here because I forgot. Professor Sneeze, you also got intuition from them from your Pokemon education check. You should have gotten all of it.
True.
They are being territorial. They are panicking. Mm. This is their new place. They don't want anything in here that might hurt them, so they're attacking anything that comes near. They're showing spikes. Okay. And it's possible they were also looking for food, but you guys are big enough that they're probably not going to try to eat you. And so they're showing their spikes. It's quite possible that they're making a threat display and they want you to leave. And if you are successfully driven off, they will not chase.
Charlie does not release Bernie then. He holds tight.
And Grunge, with that question, Grunge would kind of look at Liliana and look at them and go, complicated, different. I don't know. There's more things than I know how to explain. Maybe. I mean, they're doing okay, but they want it to be safe. They're not sure what's going on, so maybe leaving them alone. Also, the two, and he kind of points at the two Alolan Sandslash. They can't climb trees very well, so they feel they feel embarrassed, so they're trying to show off.
Aww.
But by the way, and this came from random rolls. The Alolan Sandslash are both male. The the regular Sandslash are all female.
Aww.
That's very funny.
Okay.
Yeah, very funny. But their posturing is giving Charlie some damage here.
Mm-hmm. Well, Grunge, can we just let them know that we mean no harm. We're just passing through.
I can try. They're not they don't talk very well, but I can do what I can.
I believe in you, buddy.
Sandslash are not the smartest of Pokemon. Yeah, if Pokemon are on a scale from animal to human-like intelligence, Sandslash are on the lower end of the scale, in my mind at least. But
your world.
Instead of, like, they were getting ready for a fight, so they go up and talk to them. They do take the time, while this conversation is going on, to all use Defense Curl. So all of them kind of curl up as part of their display there. Very nice. Can I get a charm check from Grunge?
And he gets 10 extra dice for being so gosh darn cute, right?
Well, what is
his
action?
Okay, how does Grunge only have two charm?
He does
Explain
not.
Explain how that makes sense to me.
He does not.
he doesn't?
Because as part of his archetypes... Really? Really?
Really?
Charm check should be adept, so it should be a 46.
Okay, so should
46.
I change that right in the thing
itself?
Yeah,
go ahead and change that right in it, because there's no real other way to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's weird that he didn't have that.
And then he has cute charm, so all the ladies are smitten with him.
He might get a slight bonus on dealing with the ladies for that.
With the ladies.
The ladies.
I realize you noticed the hesitation. I realized there was just no way to say that in a good way, but oh well.
He got 13.
13, okay. So they were all kind of bristling and getting ready to fight and going in defense curl mode and everything, and they don't back down, but they also kind of stop moving, and you see, like, especially Professor Sneeze, you can tell, but their threat displays become more stay away from us than I'm gearing up for a fight.
Got it.
And it's like, okay, fine, we're just going to show you stay away from me rather than attack you for it. And so you can't stay here, but... You can't stay with them. You can't sit with them. But they aren't going to go after you now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They won't pursue.
Because they're friends. Just turns panting happily toward... It doesn't seem like they're friends.
Charlie contemplates catching one of them.
Charlie, don't, I know what you're thinking. Just don't. Just don't.
But they're... I don't have them yet, though.
Charlie, you can't have everything you want in this world, okay?
But
it's a hard lesson to learn, but we all have to learn it sometime.
But I want it. Where's
Don't be
mom?
Greedy. Okay.
Well, listen, on the road, somebody's got to be your mom, and it might as well be us.
Yeah. I'm a dude right now, so I can't be his mom.
That gets so close to like an actual, like to sounding like it's trying to be profound that it just gets worse.
Okay. All right.
We should be on the lookout for whatever has driven these Sand Slash away from their original territory.
Yes, Captain Obvious. Let's ponder on that as we head in another direction here.
Didn't want us to forget about it.
Oh, yeah. How we could forget so easily. Yep.
Well, I'm glad you can admit it.
Liliana glares at him. Yeah, I don't forget a lot of things, Sneeze.
Skirting around the Sand Slash and their branch of trees, you keep on heading more northwesterly. There really isn't any sheltered areas where you are right now. It's more open plains. There, scrubland, those types of things. It's going to be more abrupt as you get farther, but it is kind of transitioning from grasslandy, high grassland, colder area into desert as you go. So things are getting more bare, and night is fully fall. Are you going to push ahead and keep going to see if you can find shelter, or are you going to kind of take shelter where you can now?
I think we better stop and make shelter where we can.
Yeah, that's probably the best idea. I mean, we could keep going looking for something, but it doesn't look like there's anything for a ways still.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys decided to take what shelter you can and set up for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I get survival checks to set up camp?
9!
Hey!
Nice. 16.
4.
Okay. So, after Professor Sneeze starts the fire and has gives Liliana the job of tents, making sure it doesn't go out and running through it, you're able to set up the rest of camp fairly well. And fairly simply, again, you guys have been heading steadily north during your travels. It's also moving towards early to mid-fall. It is getting colder out, and where you are in the wind, that fire is important. We are just to be healthy and stay where it is for it. But with that, you're kind of able to settle in and start settling in for the night. And I think at this point we may be where we have reached the end for the...
No one's gonna jump us and have a cliffhanger. Sneezels hopping out.
We're stopping with you settling in for the night. Thank you for joining us this week. You can find us online at tapstradio.org/Pokemon-rollout, on Twitter at Pokeroll Podcast, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Pokerollout. Join our Facebook group, the Pokemon Rollout Tap Room. As long as you're not a robot, we'll approve your request to join. There you can join in the conversation with creators and fans and become a part of the Pokemon Rollout community. Also, follow our network on Twitter at Tapster Radio, and check out some of our other great shows at tapsterradio.org, like Intermission, Michael and Ethan in a Room with Scotch, Freddy Goes to a Podcast, and Us Play Fiasco. A special thank you to Rocco W. for our theme music, Electric Donkey Muscles, and feel free to check the show notes for the other music and sound effects used in this episode. Once again, I'm Nick, and you can follow me on Twitter at PokeRollNick.
I'm Paul. On Twitter, you can find me at ProfSnag. And as always, come hang out with us. Yes, in our Facebook tap room, but especially in our Discord, where we have lots of fun. We do brackets. We're doing brackets right now. We're currently in the middle of our dragon bracket, but by the time you hear this, that'll be done and over with. But come and hang out and talk Pokemon stuff with us. We'd love to hear from you folks.
I'm Michael. I'm on Twitter at MGLILIENTHAL, but I'm also pretty active in the Discord as well.
And I'm Lydia, and you can follow me on Twitter at LIL_Shadow8, although I don't really know why you would, since I never post on there. But you should also follow our Instagram, and if you have anything of like fan art or anything like that you would like us to post, please let me know, and I'd be more than happy to give you the kudos for your work and get that posted on there.
You can follow me on Twitter at Behind Your Eyelid. That's Behind Your EYELI. If you like what we do here on Pokemon Rollouts, tell a friend, retweet us, and especially please rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. If you really like us, donate to us on Patreon, patreon.com/pokerollpodcast, and get some sweet rewards. Special thanks to our patrons, Kyle Albert, Dr. Audino, Peter Stadmuller, James Burgard, Micah Greenspoon, Eric Longquist, Taylor Bonforte, Zach Parsons, David Harshman, Michael, Richie Kammer, Matt Carlton, Ask a Blood, Huck, Jeffrey Show, Casey DeFridis, Spencer Toole, Fenrir8907, Arming Sword and Buckler, Up Up Down Down Left Right AB Start, Andrew Case, DGZ, Dean Frostmage, Froxus, Legendary, Andrew Weil, Ursa93, Terry Fowl, Scotty Newton, Julia Egan, Lauren Polson, Nathan Hemmelgarn, Alchemage, Big Fat Nuke, and Jared Troyer. You guys are awesome, and we can't say it enough. We really appreciate all that you, the gentle listeners, do for us. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you later.
We just got unlimited ammo. That's cool. Also, I had this idea about, like, so you know how we had the Pokedex stuff that, the attachment that connected all of our Pokedexes and stuff for, right. For experience
yeah,
and whatnot?
Yeah, yeah.
So now, and, well, Charlie threw his connection away, and,
that's true.
And at least Liliana has disconnected hers. Anyway, a thought that I had was if we wanted to still have that mechanic, if Nick would allow it, mm-hmm. is if we all had our Pokemon at the Pine Farm, they're all kind of like in the same area, that could potentially count as sharing a dex.
Number of Pokemon
as well.
Charlie's parents take care of him abruptly doubles.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, your parents are going to disown you.
Yikes. Since we're on the lamb, on the Mareep, so to speak.
Yep. That's the appropriate term, yeah.
Yeah. Don't know if it translates quite well enough.
On the Wooloo, is that better?
No.
It'll double your chances.
No.
Oh, no. Hello, and welcome to the world of If you like what we do here every other... If, blah, 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 blah. If you like what we do here... Why can't I say this line?
I believe in you.
If you like what we do here...
Roll better! Everybody, roll!
If you like what we do here on Pokemon Rollout, tell a friend, retweet us, and especially please rip...
Just here dancing by myself, by myself. Oh, oh, I'm dancing by myself.
All right. Hello. Hello.
Obscurantism and obfuscation.
Orally observed, gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Obviated objects of oblivion.
Obambulating about.
Offered unto
offered
you.
Offered unto you.
Offered unto you.
In the Tapestry Radio Network.
Tapestryradio.org.
From our fancy to yours.